This is MemberCare Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of MemberCare Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
Hello again. I'm back with another series, number two in four parts, a quartet, if you will. And it's called Taking Care of You During These Uncertain Times. I started off with a rather somber and sobering dream I'd had where I was in a series of questions and answers with Jesus. And he kept asking me, well, what will you do if you can't do that? And what will you do if you can't do that? And I ended up saying, then I'll come home. And at the end, it was an incredible sense of peace, not one of anxiety. And I think that's why I want to talk about that, because we are dealing with an incredible pivot point in the world, in economics, in culture, in warfare, in everything. And where is Jesus in all of this with us? Well, that he is with us. And so I'm talking about that. Today in this second program, I'm focusing on what I call hope for the future, yet finding joy in the present. What is hope? Well, I went to the dictionary online and I looked at hope, and it's cool because hope is both a noun and a verb. Isn't that great? Well, maybe not so great, but I think it's great. As a noun, hope is something that's hoped for. Oh, great. So they defined it using the word. I thought we weren't supposed to do that ever, but that's the way it is. Hope is something that is hoped for. I have hope that this will happen. But yet, also, it's used as a verb in many different ways. So here's some other things. To look forward to with desire and reasonable confidence. I can hope that something will turn out. Another definition is to believe, desire, or trust. Wow, that's pretty cool. That sounds a lot like faith. Another one, to feel that something desired will happen. And then finally, which it labeled as archaic, to place trust or to rely on. And I'm thinking, that's not archaic to me. That's my life. That's my hope that is in God, that things will happen in a way that he has planned. Well, today I wanted to talk about hoping for the future. And my dream was this profound sense of peace and hope in spite of my slowly passing on. And that's where I think we have a choice and we have a decision to make about what we're going to do in the midst of things. Too often, I think we tend to want everything to turn out right, and to turn out right quickly, I might add. As a North American, I have this incredible sense that I can do things that will cause things to turn out well. And yet at the very same time, when I bring my faith into this, I know that there are many things that I will have no control over. And it becomes my faith in God that allows me to have this hope for the future. It's really out of my hands. It doesn't work or feel very good at those times, but that's part of what's so great about being this follower of Jesus in the middle of all of this. Where are you on hope? Is hope this sort of thing that you grasp when all else fails? Is hope what you irrationally cling to when rationality does not work anymore? Is hope that which is a still small voice and invisible and unattainable, and so you just throw everything to the wind and hope for the best? I'm not sure that's the way we should be using hope. I like this idea about reasonable confidence. I have reasonable confidence that God is in all of this, and that somehow, in ways that I don't understand completely yet, but in hindsight, I may discover that I actually had some ideas, or that there has been some wisdom that has been imparted to me that it will make sense after the fact. That's what hope is about for me. But I don't want to leave us just in this wildly optimistic hope for something. I want to focus on the present as well. Can we find joy in the present? I like the word joy. Just the word joy. For me, joy is this unplanned discovery of things, situations, people, concepts, attitudes, stances, perspectives, you name it. But the unanticipation of it that breaks through my normal existence. It's the feeling I get in reaction to stuff. And stuff can be anything. Stuff can be a McDonald's commercial around the holidays. Stuff can be a situation that I didn't even think about that I get surprised by. Joy can be that feeling that breaks forth. Most recently, when I saw a picture of my grandniece, Harper, in an incredible, full body attitude of joy. That what was on the picture transferred deeply within me, and I was happy for it. It can be the acceptance and the admiration of a wonderful experience that someone else has or is having, and to see it in their face, to hear it in their voice, and to share it with them. Joy can be the unexpected good deed that somebody did to me that makes whatever season it is seem somehow more precious. Can you find joy in your current existence, in your current circumstance, in your current place? I hope so. It's infectious and it grows. It's viral and it grows and it can turn things around. Even some small little thing that seems so completely powerless. And that's the joy that I find in the faith that I possess. The hope for things that are going to happen but haven't yet. And that's how I get up each day in the morning. That's how I keep going. Well, God, I don't know where we're going. And in some days, things are very dismal, maybe hopeless. But I know that things will come around. It's all about coming around. I think of bad things coming around. Certainly they do. But good comes after bad. And I have this unrealistic hope, but it is a reasonable confidence. Does that make sense? I don't know if it makes sense to you. Maybe that's one of my homework assignments to you is, does any of this make sense? How would you put it in a way that it would make sense for you? I think that's what it's all about. Our situations right now, right today, may be abysmal. They may feel completely out of control. They may be filled with outrageous anxiety, stress, crisis, and trauma. But is there a little tiny place that joy resides? I'm going to have hope that in your case and in my case, even though neither one of us may be able to see it right now, that joy will be there. And that tomorrow we may see where it was. And hopefully we will see where it is. And that is my prayer for you. Talk to you next time.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thanks for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.